This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bart's never faced Iglesias. 2-2, swinging a roller. Third to short, and they come home late. Pirates win it. To the backhand of Allen, the shortstop. Bart with a walk-off winner on the infield hit, and the Pirates defeat the Braves and win this series. They take them down 4-3.
Oh, what a feel-good weekend for the Bucks! And there are some 30,000 feet topics that we can take out of this weekend series. More than anything, it just felt good for 3 days to watch Pirates baseball. Donnie Kelly gets tossed out of game two. They win game one. They win game three in dramatic fashion. And it was simple, Doran. Our guy Donnie Kelly just said, hey guys, we should hit more home runs. We should steal more bases. We should play better baseball. Why didn't Derek Shelton think any of that? Derek should have been telling him that first game of the series, they hit some homers. Kutch barely missed. He very close to hitting a homer. The secret sauce is hit the ball over the fence. Who'd have thunk it?
No.
Way to go, Donnie Kelly. And again, we will take some things out of this three-game series. I mean, Joey Bart turned into Johnny Bench, for goodness sake. But didn't it just feel good watching the baseball team? Is it okay to say that for 3 days, they were competitive and they were fun and they took two out of three? And sometimes you don't have to look for the negative and you could just say, hey, it was okay to be a Pirate fan this weekend.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it is just nice to, you know, to look up and see, and especially for Donnie Kelly. I mean, yes, for the team to win a series against the Braves, but for Donnie Kelly in the way that he did it, you know, first thing I asked you, because, you know, I saw clips of games because I was busy this weekend, and you did watch, I think, all of the games.
Oh, yeah, I'm a nerd.
The full games. And I was like, did it look different? And you said, yes, it did look different. There was many reasons why it did. And the main reason why is because of the aggressiveness of Donnie Kelly, and especially being aggressive, getting thrown out, too. You just saw that they wanted to compete. Like, they won it. Like, it's like, hey, win or lose, we're going to compete. And that's what we assumed that he was going to bring to the table. And it's nice to see that come to fruition. And, you know, hopefully they can find some consistency with the way that they played these past couple games. But they got the Mets tonight to start that series. They're a good baseball team. Paul Skeens on the mound. It's going to be a nice night tonight. So I'm just happy for Donnie Kelly, man. Like, I know that it's going to be hard to keep this at the level of consistently winning. But, you know, what a great start. Good for him. Good on him. And hopefully, you know, he is making his money's worth being this manager.
Well, that's the big takeaway here is, let's say this guy keeps winning. Not that the team finishes with a winning record, but let's say they got 121 games left. Let's say in those 121 games, they finish with a winning record. I'm going to go back on an opinion I had last week. They finish with a winning record in 121 games. That guy's the manager next year. He should be.
Yeah.
I think he would be, too. But he absolutely should be.
Mm-hmm.
This roster is still incredibly flawed. Just because you change manager doesn't mean that all of a sudden everyone gets better. These players like Tommy Pham don't turn into 2003 15, Tommy Pham. Like, he is what he is. Jared Triolo is what he is. Adam Frazier is what he is. And so if Donnie Kelly can have this team be competitive for 121 games, that's a hell of a job by him.
Yeah.
And I think it's apparent that the guys within the clubhouse really like this dude. I was texting with somebody yesterday who's big time in the know, and he said this team's loved him for years now because he can relate to them, he can hold them accountable, but he'll gas them up, juice them up whenever he needs to, whenever he feels like the moment's right. And I don't want to make too much out of a three-game series. Please, let's not misconstrue this to be that. There's a lot of baseball still left to go.
Big transition period, though, so I think that we're allowed. I think it's warranted to make a lot of this because, I mean, it was a big transition. It's a new manager, like, and he's getting a huge opportunity, and we know that he garners respect. And, you know, there's a difference between liking somebody and respecting somebody, and I think that they do both with Donnie Kelly, and I think that they just kind of liked Shelton. I don't know if they really respected him like they do Donnie Kelly.
We have heard, or at least I know that I have, I'm sure you have too, in recent days, yeah, Derek Shelton was liked as a man, but he had more or less lost the clubhouse.
Yeah.
When you lose a bunch of games, the manager is going to take the brunt of the public criticism, but you've been in locker rooms your entire life. When you're losing a bunch of games, more often than not, the players will sour on the head coach.
Yeah. Yep.
They'll sour on the manager. That's just the way that it goes. And I wish that they would have gotten rid of Derek Shelton earlier. Not that this season was going to lead to a World Series or anything like that, but you waited until you were, what, 13 games under 500, when now you've got to push this boulder all the way, it feels like, up Mount Everest. We knew 5 games into the year that the whole win in the margins thing was a pipe dream. Nothing had changed. The way that they had lost a bunch of games down the stretch last year, they were losing that way in the first handful this season. And then you start falling more and more games under 500, and it just was clear, really, from the drop, that nothing had changed. So I feel like Don Kelly should have just been the manager to start the year. But if not then, they should have pulled the trigger earlier because maybe something could have been salvaged here. Unlikely that this guy was going to have them above 500 at this point, given the talent level here and the injuries that they've faced. But they played cleaner baseball this weekend, and they did some of the little things well. And he managed the bullpen, I thought, much better. Which, there's the intangible, oh, all these guys like him. And then there's the tangible, he managed some good baseball games.
Yeah.
So here are some of the things that I jotted down that I really like from this weekend, Doran. They won on Friday. They hit some home runs. Okay, I thought the bullpen was managed well. He gets ejected on Saturday, which, showing a little fight, showing a little emotion, and he was hot. That umpire behind the dish was as bad as we've seen all year on both sides, but he was horrendous. Horrendous. And so I'm happy that our guy got ejected because you better get your voice heard on that matter. Canario was in the lineup every day because he hit that opposite field home run. I guess, like, before the game, it was Tommy Pham was penciled into the lineup. And then the managerial decision, no injury, nothing like that. Like an hour or so before the game, he said, you know what? Let's put Canario in there. And Canario hits a home run. There you go.
Yeah.
That's good managerial feel. And you keep rolling with him. So then Canario's in the lineup on Saturday. And then Canario's in the lineup on Sunday. This is a guy who's 25 years old that has led the minor leagues before in home runs. Why not keep trotting him out there? Give him a long leash. See if you can uncork something here. Because Tommy Pham ain't going to figure it out. Tommy Pham's in his mid-30s. He is what he is. Keep playing Canario. I like that. And then yesterday, he had the double steal in the fifth. And then he pinch runs G1 Bay for Canario in the sixth. Bay steals second base. G1 Bay's not a good baseball player, but he's very fast.
Yes, he can steal bases.
Yes, and so you utilize him for the one thing I think he can bring to the table. And it worked out. But after that double steal, you have a pass ball. You stole a run.
Yep.
Triolo goes to third. The ball makes its way to the backstop. You don't have to get a hit. Bada bing, bada boom, you score a run. That's small ball.
Manufacture.
Yes, that's what you have to do. By the way, they've now won 2 out of 3 games since he's been officially named manager. If they do that the rest of the way, Doran, they're going to win 94 games. They'll go 94-68. How about that?
Wow.
Which is not going to happen. But here's the question. We'll invite the listeners to participate today. 412-928-9370. We have open phones until 9 o'clock when Mark Caboli jumps on with us for a full hour. If Donnie Kelly's baseball team, these Buccos, win more than they lose the rest of the way, do you have him as your permanent manager? 412-928-9370. If they're even competitive the rest of the way, do you just have him be the permanent manager? 412-928-9370.
I think that you absolutely do. Because he's a sought-after candidate for other clubs. Just, you know, kind of doing some research and talking to some people. Like, he is a sought-after name. So, like, if you don't go in that direction, if he does well, like, obviously everything has to come together. You don't just hand him the job, and clearly he wouldn't want that, and they're not going to do that. But if he does well in your scenario that you're building right here, Crowley, like, you absolutely have to hand him the keys because he will go somewhere else. And I don't know if he's going to be a manager, but he'll be close to becoming a manager at some point somewhere else. You know, he's a hot name. People respect him in the baseball community. He has a lot of upside to be a manager. So I don't think you want to lose a guy like that that has proven to you that he can be the guy. So you absolutely have to.
I'm with you. I was told over the weekend that he was actually a finalist for the Red Sox job that Cora wound up getting, that the White Sox were interested in him, the Marlins were interested in him. If this guy winds up keeping the Pirates competitive the rest of the way, he's 45 years old. How many young managers with his track record, kind of a right-hand man under Jim Leland, are you going to be able to get to come in here?
Right.
They went younger with Derek Shelton, who was 49 at the time of his hiring. And that didn't work out. You can get young guys to come in here and manage. Are you going to get a young guy to come in that's thought of as highly as Don Kelly? And I'm not saying that you get the hometown discount or anything like that, but this is somebody who actually wants to be here.
Yeah.
And could have had opportunities, did have opportunities to go elsewhere. If it looks better, just even using the eye test the rest of the way, yeah, lock him up. And I'll tell you why I disagree with the point that I made on Friday when we come back at 412-928-9370. Some good Bubba Chandler news, which we'll get to coming up next as well. And you can chime in 412-928-9370 on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Already people arguing with me on the Twitter.com, Doran, because I said I really liked Don Kelly's bullpen management. And then this person on the Twitter rightly pointed out that immediately after Ryan Borucki was pulled with two outs in the eighth inning and Rainey went into the game, that the Braves, well, they were able to score three runs.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think the process was right there, though. I thought at the time, okay, this is the right move. You got everything you could out of Borucki, who's not used to pitching, then sitting, then pitching, then sitting. So he had to do that in this game. Came in, got one out. Then he got three outs. Then he came in and he got two outs. And he's not a starting pitcher. He's not a guy that has gone long in games since he was a starter at the beginning of his career. And you were trying to hunt a matchup, which I think is managing with urgency. And sometimes you're going to make the right move, and it's not going to yield the correct results. Now, I'm not running cover for Don Kelly, and I'm not always going to run cover for Don Kelly. And if more often than not, you've got bullpen arms that are blowing games late, then yeah, I'll criticize him. But I thought Borucki entering when he did was the right move. Letting Majinski go longer than we're used to seeing Majinski go was a good move. And ultimately, they still did win the baseball game. And they used Dennis Santana in each of these three games, which to me is also managing with urgency. He's probably not going to be able to pitch today, but you used your best reliever in every game in situations where you thought it made sense to use him. I think he deserves credit for that too.
Yeah, it just looked different too. I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. Like, the process looked different than we're used to seeing. And that is sometimes, even if it works or doesn't work, you give credit because you're trying something different than what the norm actually is for that situation,
yes.
Right? Like, he was trying something different. We didn't see anything like that before. Whether it works or not, you got to give somebody credit when they're, third game,
right,
of trying something different and going outside of the box.
Yes. And you had Triola, who stole third, the pass ball then allows him to score. That was aggressive. You put Jiwon Bae in there to run, and he, with the entire ballpark knowing what's going to happen, steals second base. We know why he's in there. He ain't in there just to hang out at first. No, he's trying to swipe a bag, and he does swipe a bag. Again, managing with urgency, which is something that we've been calling, had been calling for Derek Shelton to do, and he just hadn't. So, three games in the new era of Donnie Kelly, so far so good. Do you want to see this guy be the permanent manager if he can keep the club competitive the rest of the way? 412-928-9370. I had said on Friday I want a GM to come in and hire his own guy. Now, Ben Cherington is still the GM, and he may well be the GM next year. He shouldn't be. But let's say you're hiring a new GM. I had said on Friday, let that guy make his hire. The more I thought about it, it ain't football.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't hockey. It's not all predicated on system. Like, you can have a philosophy on the way that you draft and develop players if you're a general manager, but at the end of the day, is your manager, your field manager, making the right bullpen decisions? Is he shifting correctly within the legal, however you're allowed to shift these days? Like, is he making the right bullpen moves, the right pinch hitter moves, pulling starters whenever he feels like they're ineffective? If you're doing those kind of things, filling out the lineup card correctly, like, is that a philosophy thing? I don't know.
I don't think so.
So, I don't know. I kind of feel stupid in retrospect. You've got a 45-year-old, well-respected baseball man, Donnie Kelly, now as your field manager. If he keeps this team competitive, this deeply flawed roster competitive, I think we could be regretting for a very long time if you let him walk out the door. So if he's competitive, I say you keep him.
Mm-hmm.
What say you at 412-928-9370? Give us a call. Open phones until 9 a.m. And you can also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Great news, too. Bubba Chandler. Did you see this? Bubba Chandler is now the number two prospect in all of Major League Baseball, according to MLB Pipeline.
Yes, he is.
Now, Carmen Majinski pitched really well yesterday. It's the best he's looked as a starter for the Buccos. He was outstanding. We all know Bubba Chandler will supplant Carmen Majinski at some point. I can't let what Carmen Majinski does change my feelings on Bubba Chandler.
Well, I mean that just gives you an added bonus to the bullpen, though.
That's exactly
like, that's
right.
How you got to look at it. And like you think about situations like Rainey, is that his name? The guy that
yes.
went in there? Like, I mean, that would be maybe Majinski. And you supplement what he has done as a starting pitcher and put it back there. I mean, you've been saying this for months. You know, he's out of position, and I think everybody knows that watches his team. You put him in his natural spot, and if he can give you the production that he gave as a starting pitcher, and especially what he did the other day in that spot, now you're working with some gas now.
Yeah, because now this guy can be a high leverage reliever for you, but he can also be your long relief guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to get some extended innings out of a bullpen, dude, Carmen Majinski's your guy. He stretched out. He went 5 2/3 yesterday. And I heard the statistic from Dan Zangrilli in the postgame that the first two innings, or the first time through the order, I mean, all of Carmen Majinski's numbers are outstanding. Like batting average, yep. Again, swing and miss percentage, walk rate, strikeout rate, it's all outstanding. And then clearly the deeper into ballgames in your eyes tell this too, he's just not as effective. He's a two-pitch guy. That dude's going to play well in the bullpen. He would be an outstanding addition to the bullpen, and you can't let him block the number two prospect in all of Major League Baseball. This isn't someone who's just thought of highly in the Pirates organization. This guy has absolute ace potential. Get him up here and try to win some damn ball games this year. Get him up here. You pair him with Skeens, and Jared Jones will be here at some point. Probably after the All-Star break, if we do see Jared Jones this year. And at that point, you probably push Falter out of the rotation, or you trade Heaney.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the more likely route, the more I think about this out loud. You can get something for Heaney, and now you've got Bubba Chandler and Skeens and Jared Jones
Keller.
And Mitch Keller. That looks pretty damn good.
Yes, it does.
Now, there's a lot of work still to be done with the lineup, things of that nature, but you should be able to be competitive with that rotation. Like we talked about it last year. They got one of their best rotations in baseball. They flirted with it, and we see it this year, too. Skeens goes out, and he hasn't been what he was last year, but still very good. And there's been some inconsistency from Mitch Keller. You put the number two prospect in all of Major League Baseball in there, all of a sudden things start to look a little bit better. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to keep this guy down. He has been dominant at AAA. Number two prospect in all of baseball. Next time through the rotation, get his ass up.
No doubt.
There is a problem. O'Neill Cruz is going to be day-to-day with lower back tightness. They're not going to win very many games at all without that guy, though. He carries the offense. Even though he's still striking out, much better this year with the plate discipline.
Yes.
Perfect leadoff hitter for the team. 16 steals. If they're without this guy for longer than a handful of games, well, it's going to be ugly. Not that it hasn't been ugly already, but that's going to offset some of the feel-good fuzziness that we got in our bellies right now for Don Kelly if you're not going to have O'Neill Cruz in there. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I thought Jason Mackey did an outstanding one-on-one interview with Bob Nutting on Friday. And there was a big-time quote from Bob Nutting in there that I want to react to next. And we'll do it. You can chime in, 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. What do you need to see from Donnie Kelly in the final 121 games to name him the permanent manager? 412-928-9370, and you can reply on Twitter at underscore Adam Crowley. Doran, I've got a wedgie. I'm wearing new boxers that I purchased via Amazon. Uh-huh. So you can't try boxers on.
Right.
You don't go to a department store and you're picking out the right boxers. I opened these. I should have returned them. It's awful.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, if I went into the bathroom, took them off, and threw them out, is that acceptable? Is that okay?
I think it's acceptable if you don't announce it to the whole city of Pittsburgh, yes. If you just would have went and did it. Nobody would have known.
I wouldn't have known.
Nobody would have known. You just came back in here and you just had your jeans on and you'd be freeballing. Like, nobody would have known.
Can you freeball jeans?
I mean,
it's a dangerous game.
It's dangerous, but you can if you really need to.
I have a buddy, went to Virginia Tech, so that might explain everything. He just hasn't worn boxers in 20 years.
Yeah.
Jeans, doesn't matter.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hmm.
I've always found that weird with jeans.
Yeah.
But right now, I think I would prefer that over the current situation. It's bad. It's very bad.
Well, you got to, I mean.
I feel like my nuts are playing the 1995 New Jersey Devils. The way they're trapped up in there. Like, the early 2000s Devils gave you more room than my friggin' boxers are right now. It's a disaster. Anyway, the Pirates, they're kind of a disaster. The off-the-field stuff that we've talked about now for a couple of months, the on-the-field performance hasn't been good. Bob Nutting addressed some of those things with Jason Mackey in the Post-Gazette on Friday, and got to give Mackey a ton of credit. I thought he asked great initial questions. It's not any owner's prerogative to always answer questions honestly. You're going to get a lot of coach type speak, political type speak. And I thought he got some of that from Bob Nutting, but then followed up and really held his feet to the fire. Just a great job by Mackey. I want to criticize Mackey. He called me stupid right to my face 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he did.
For my Paul Skeens comments. So I would rip Mackey a new one here if I thought that he did a bad job. He did an outstanding job. And one of the answers from Bob Nutting was about Ben Cherington and why Ben wasn't let go when Derek Shelton was let go. And Bob said this, quote, "I don't think that blowing everything up 38 games into the year is going to help us. I think that would be distracting. I think that could get us off track," end quote. Listen, you're off track. I'm going to ask a question later in the show, Doran, that I think could be an unpopular question among Pirates fans. Should they trade Andrew McCutchen? We'll get into that. McCutchen's interview right after Shelton was fired was eye-opening to me. His answers were very strange. We'll get into that later on in the show. We still got a lot of Steeler stuff to get into. This thing's off the track already. You're going to move guys at the deadline. IKF comes to mind. Andrew Heaney comes to mind. There could be others. You have the MLB draft coming up. I don't want this guy making another trade as the front-facing face of this Pirates regime. I don't want him making another draft pick as that man. I don't think because you stunk for 38 games and you think it could get worse, you hang on to the guy. That reasoning did not and does not make much sense to me, Doran.
Well, I think it's kind of a situation like who's gonna fulfill that duty?
Me for 80K.
Yeah, for 80K, you would do it. Would
the guy who's going to flush his boxer shorts down right. The toilet could do a better job than Ben Cherington right now.
Well, I mean, like, for real, though, like, who would, I think whenever you're in a position like that, it's like, it's not like you can just hire a general manager in season. Like, you can't just go on a GM search and then hire somebody to come in and to make the adequate moves that you need to be, that need to be made during the season. Like you said, the draft and the trade deadline. Like, I kind of understand where he's coming from because, like, if you're going to fire the GM, you're probably going to fire the regime under the GM too. So what, are you just going to keep whoever it is, the director of scouting is going to be the next person that does all the trades and drafts the next pick, and then you get rid of him too after the season, after you already got rid of Cherington? Like, it just, I don't know if it flows.
Logistically speaking, it could be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that. And had he said that, I would have gone, I don't love it. But I get it from that standpoint. And he probably feels that way, but didn't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably how that went. But I think that would be distracting. I think it would get us off track. You're off track. That's why you're firing the manager. So a different answer would have probably sufficed for me. I just don't want to see this guy run the organization anymore. And it was really eye-opening to me on Friday when we talked to Noah Hiles. And he thinks that Ben Cherington's got a shot to be the guy next year.
That's the push and pull, I think, with Donnie Kelly here. Like, as much as we want to see Donnie Kelly do well, and if he does do well, we do believe that he'll get a legit opportunity to be in the manager, but that means that who else has done well
right.
in this transition?
And it does beg the question, okay, yeah, Shelton's out, Cherington remains. Is it the distraction thing? Is it the organizational chaos thing that we've just talked about? Or is there still some inherent belief that Ben Cherington knows what he's doing? I mean, we did just get done saying that the number two prospect in all of baseball, Bubba Chandler, will be here in the relative near future. Skeens, Jones, Keller, Chandler, Barco, Oviedo. I mean, they've got a deep crop of young pitchers here. Cherington has done that well.
Well, yeah, I don't think we've really ever criticized him about his pitching prospects.
No.
We've never criticized that.
And you know what, Doran? If Chandler comes up and is what we think he can be, and I hope to God we see Jared Jones this year and it looks like it did last year, those are massive selling points for the next GM. Like, it should not have to be we're unplugging this cartridge, blowing in it, and plugging it back in, a total reset. You just need to add a few hitters here. I mean, really, if this rotation can pitch up to, let me state it this way. If this rotation can pitch up to its ability level, then that's a pretty damn good place to start with O'Neill Cruz if you're the next GM coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cherington's going to get no credit for it if and when this organization wins with some of these starters, but he has done one thing, not even just a little bit well, but really well, and that's build the rotation out. It's his absolute inability to identify hitting talent that is why they're in the position they're in right now. 412-928-9370, your reaction to Bob Nutting's comments when we come back. If you want to get involved in Boxer Talk, you can too at 412-928-9370. Top of the hour, the Aaron Rodgers rumors this weekend were flying. Flying. We had Andrew Filippone. We had Doran Dickerson entering the fray. And we had spiky-haired Richie Walsh shooting it all down. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, the latest on Aaron Rodgers. The rumors are flying left and right. What does it all mean? Where will Aaron Rodgers be golfing this offseason? Because that's really the only time he can golf. I mean, I guess you can golf into late October.
He's not going to have time to golf in late October. He doesn't understand Pittsburgh weather.
He does not understand Pittsburgh
weather. You can, but like he's not going to have time on his day off. What, on Tuesdays he's going to golf? No.
I did see a couple of people like commenting on your tweet and on Richie Walsh's tweet and on Pony's tweet. If he wants to golf that much, he's not interested in football.
Mm.
What do people think football players do in their off time? They ain't playing football 24/7. 365, the president, and not just this one, all the presidents are golfing all the damn time. Yep. If the president can golf a bunch, then so can Aaron Rodgers. Texter writes in, not on that subject, but on another subject, the subject we were talking about before, Donnie Kelly and what he would need to do through 121 games to be named the permanent manager. Texter writes, you guys took two or three from the struggling Braves, and you guys are ready to put Kelly in the Hall of Fame as well as the GM. I swear that franchise is a joke, and you always fall for it. Then listen to a different show, because you're not hearing what we're saying.
Right.
We asked a question. What does he need to do to stay on as a permanent manager? I didn't make no predictions. I didn't say he's going 121 the rest of the way. I asked, what does he need to do to stick around? Now, people who do want to play along have tweeted in things like, we want to see them play good, clean, fundamentally sound baseball, and be competitive.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
That's what I want to see.
Same.
Are you going to take the extra base thoughtfully? Are you going to throw to the cutoff man instead of sailing it to home plate and allowing runners to advance? Are you going to make smart baseball players? Are you going to run hard to first? Those are the things you want to see. And can you be competitive when the likes of Bubba Chandler come up and you start getting a little bit healthier? If you do those things, then yeah, why wouldn't you have Don Kelly come back as the permanent guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say remove the interim tag, but they don't even call him the interim.
They don't have one.
He's the permanent 2025 manager, which is bizarre verbiage.
Yes.
This from Bob Nightingale of USA Today. He wrote, the Pittsburgh Pirates, according to information received by the Players Union and confirmed by several owners, are one of the most profitable teams in all of baseball, stashing a huge chunk of their revenue-sharing monies instead of investing in their team year after year. So Bob Nightingale's really tapped in. We've had him on the radio show before. He is as good as it gets. There's no reason to doubt his reporting. What I will ask, though, is that surprising to anybody? Wasn't this pretty much common knowledge?
Yeah.
Look, we can talk about ownership and small market economics of baseball until we're blue in the face. The reality for me is there are always going to be financial restrictions placed on this team, whether because, again, of the economics of baseball or because of the tight purse strings from on high. You can still win.
Yeah, you can place that money elsewhere than you probably have in the last couple of years, which I think that to me is the root of the issue. I think that there's a check, don't know how big the check is, but that's cut every single season and given to the GM and is like, do what you need with it. And I don't think it goes in the appropriate places.
I would agree with that.
That's kind of where I'm at. Maybe the check isn't big enough, but
it's probably twofold. It's probably not a massive check.
Right.
And then too much of that money is folded into positions that most of us layman fans are never going to hear about. So it's hard to think that they're going to yield results on the diamond. Meanwhile, you put $10 million into a player instead of five. He's going to hit some more home runs. He's going to play the field. He's going to look better than Tommy Pham. And that immediately will yield results and make a difference in the win-loss record. So whomever the next GM is, if Ben Cherington is let go at the end of the season, Bob Nutting is going to give a lot of autonomy to. And again, this isn't to run cover for Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
But you're going to get allocated a certain amount of money. Spend it on players, not on made-up analytical positions that just, to me, are unnecessary.
Or facility upgrades.
Right, which don't yield results quickly.
No.
There's no urgency. And again, you can spend the money that you are given better. The guy, I lost his name, for the Reds, who you could have had for the exact same price as Tommy Pham, and at last looked, he was hitting above 300. Like, you can go spend money on a guy like that, who is going to help you. Austin Hayes,
yeah,
who is not going to wax his carrot in the outfield to Los Angeles Angels fans, and who's also going to hit the baseball and not ground into double plays and not strike out a ton. So the reality is your ownership is going to remain your ownership for a very long time, Pittsburgh. Neil Huntington won, Clint Hurdle won, Cleveland wins all the time, Milwaukee wins all the time. You can win in a small market if you get the right people. And maybe Don Kelly is that guy. We'll find out over the next 121 games.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.